often, you know, especially in the contemporary type of music, you'll have a lot of words, you know, I just want to praise you, Jesus, I just want to praise you, Lord, almost kind of a mantra that's repeated in kind of a emotional way. And yet, what I find kind of ironic about that is if you were to praise your wife, I'm going to get personal, what's your wife's name?
Maria.
Maria, okay. So let's say you went home and you thought, wow, man, you know, and you go home tonight, and Maria made a wonderful dinner, and it was wonderful, and you just really wanted to praise her. Now, what would happen if you said, I just want to praise you, Maria. I just want to praise you. I just want to, and went on and on about that. She would think that you had lost your marbles and went insane. And anybody that was an outside observer would say, well, Todd's not praising Maria. He's saying what he wants to do, and he's saying what he's planning to do, but he never gets around to doing it. See, to praise Maria, you have to say who she is and what she does. And it's the same with God. So you have to state who God is and what he does in particular to save us, to strengthen us in the faith, to keep us rooted and grounded to him. What is going on there? And when you state those things, that's true praise, not the shallow kind of emotive words that often come across or that people often think is praise.